Sci-Fi. Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. If you want two bonus episodes a week, go to Real Life Sci-Fi. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And if you want to contribute but don't have the finances, just leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and we'll read it on the air. That's all the business. Yeah, I got it all, didn't I? Oh, yeah. We have a Discord now.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
I'm stupid about Discord. I just set it up literally 5 minutes ago. I don't know if you can search for it or what, but
We're trying to figure it out. Maybe it'll help.
Maybe you can find it now. Maybe you can't. It's just called Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie, and we don't know what to do with it. But we were told to get one, so we got one. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF our good friend comedian Chris Fairbanks, who has an untitled album coming out in a month or so on 800-pound gorilla. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad I made it home on time.
Thanks for joining. You were golfing. Is this your golf getup?
It is. I was going to be a guy that dressed like a skateboarder, like kind of, and then inevitably you end up looking up golf clothes online and they're really expensive.
Yeah, because they're for 60-year-old white men.
Exactly. So I just went to a thrift store and picked up a bunch, and it's always fun to get shirts at a thrift store because you're activating the BO of some dead guy. The best thing I ever got at a thrift store was a hat that said 90 and still on the go. And it was sad because clearly the guy was no longer on the go. And I just wore that hat. I'm a dead old man.
Oh my gosh, dude.
And I thought about him every time.
I'm going to take a second to say, Chris, you've been one of my favorite comedians for a long fucking time. I think I met you in like 2005.
That's a year after I was here, basically. Yeah.
I met you before you moved here. I remember you were moving here. Well, anyways, doesn't matter. No matter what, where's all the places you've done stand up? Didn't you do Conan and Kimmel? Did you both of those?
I did do those. I did Kimmel right away. The manager I had booked Kimmel, so I kind of got in that way. Back when that was did you know in the beginning, Jimmy Kimmel Live was literally live like a radio show, and so if you went on and said, I'm going to kill the president or something, which I shouldn't even say here because he's no longer president. You know what I'm saying.
For four years, we said it every episode.
They would bleep you. And I just went and no one did well. There was like a catwalk and you went out to the end of it and did stand up and the entire audience was facing the opposite direction. They would either crank their necks to look at you. So all the shots of the audience were them like going and to look cranky, or they just wouldn't look. They're like, I'm not turning my head. That's uncomfortable.
So this would be like 10 at night or something like that.
I don't recall. It was at night. It definitely wasn't like, hey, we shoot it too, like Conan.
Yeah.
It was live. So it was live going on at a reasonable nighttime in New York live. So right before I went out, Super Dave Osborne had gone too long with some bit and some union guy was like, can you come back tomorrow? He's not going to stop.
Oh my gosh. Like,
I can't, I'm flying out tomorrow. He's like, just do two fewer minutes. And so that was the last thing I heard. And I went out and did jokes that were not on the cue cards. So the minute I didn't do the joke after my opening joke, they just did a prolonged like beep. Like it sounded like I was like just going, fuck, shit, balls, cock. But I wasn't. I was just doing it. It was so bizarre. So I left thinking I had done well, met with a bunch of friends at the Silver Spoon, and we watched it. And I was just bleeped through the whole thing. And I can't prove it. It's not online. Thank God I don't want anyone to see it. Technically, my first, in like 2004, I did Kimmel. And
wow.
There's no evidence of it. I could be making it up.
What's your I mean, so you did Conan too, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was more fun. But that, when I messed up, inevitably, I just stopped and said, I'm going to do that joke again. And then they're like, okay, and we're going to act accordingly. And so if you ever watch my Conan, know that that was my second time telling that joke. And then when I left, he's like, yeah, I'll just cut it out. Because there is an hour or so for them to edit that. It's not live.
That's you got more confidence than I do. I would not be comfortable doing that.
I normally am not, and thank you for accusing me of having confidence. I really don't, but I think someone told me you could do that, because I was used to Kimmel, where you know, it was a radio, I think, because Kimmel was a radio guy. He's like, wouldn't it be fun to do it live?
Yeah.
And there's no reason to do that.
Kimmel has like a famous bar, right?
Oh yes. That
like in the production offices or whatever, they have like a bar and everyone gets wasted.
I don't know if it's like the glory days, but when I first moved here, yeah, you would go free food, good food and free drinks. And it was packed with people that were friends of friends of friends of people. It was a party. And then the guests would just be in there like, oh, this is distracting. Bad idea. I think there still is a green room. It's not just random. There was a pool table in there, video game. There was a whole arcade. And wow. I used to go there and hang out for the year I was here before being on, just as that manager was dangling it in front of me like, isn't it? Because it was fun to hang out there. So
yeah, sure.
If I had anyone visiting and... Because I still don't know how to answer when a family comes here or a friend and they're like, let's do something Hollywood. I'm like, I don't know. We could walk down that street that smells like pee. Back then I'd take them there and it was really cool. So it was really fun. And the manager was Dave Rath is his name. He's really a friend of mine now. So I'm not leaving his name out for no reason. I just thought I'd say
that. But you fired him though.
I just said, I think I'm going to move on. He's like, yeah, I totally get it. I will remain a friend and fan. And he has. he had a lot of clients and they were doing very well. And I was at the bottom. Now, right, guys? Not at the bottom anymore.
You started it.
Wow, I'm quoting J-Lo again.
I'm just looking at your IMDb and I'm just curious about what was it? Because that's our mutual friend. What's his fucking name? Shit. Jake Wiseman.
And he is a very good friend. Because you couldn't think of the name, I panicked and suddenly couldn't think of my own name. I get so, if I know someone, the better I know them, if I introduce them to someone else, my brain will go blank. I'm so tired.
I'm the same way. Every time I introduce anyone on this podcast, I look at what their name is. And if they put up a fake name, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, God.
It's an anxiety thing, I think.
One time I was opening for some guy in Austin when I was young. This guy, his name was Kenny Smith. I remember now. But I had been introducing him for this was the last show, the Sunday show. So I had done 7 or 8 or 9, whatever. You used to have to work Monday to Sunday or Tuesday to Sunday there. I'm not kidding. And I forgot his name at the last, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. And so in that moment, I pretended I had a stomach cramp or something. I bent forward and I was like, oh. And then the name came to me. I'm like, oh God, sorry. Kenny Smith, I don't know what that was. All these people afterwards are like, are you okay? Did you have it was just like a esophageal spasm, I think. And he was like, you couldn't remember my name, could you? And I'm like, no. That was great.
Kenny Smith, the legendary basketball player.
I think he had jokes about that, yeah. Yeah.
What was corporate like, though? Because that's a weird show.
It is, and it was so fun because they basically wrote little parts that they thought I would be good at, like a stammering, unsure of himself, not confident person, which I can play well. And and I got to do it a couple different seasons, kind of playing the same guy, Ted. And I always messed things up big time. I think I was at the very end of each season, like I ruined the company. So it was kind of a fun, very short part to have, but
yeah,
I didn't do this last season though. I'm not in the last one. Just FYI. Don't scout.
Well, and then, yeah, Comedy Central like imploded and now they just do ridiculousness for 12 hours a day.
Isn't that?
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's really like an MTV not playing music videos anymore.
Yeah.
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 Situation. Yeah.
It's bizarre. But anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So this is it's like conspiracy theories, paranormal type stuff. How into that world are you?
I find that as I get older and friends and family die, I become more, because I used to say I don't believe in anything, and I've had enough, I would say, spiritual, for someone that grew up without religion with either parent, I've become more of a believer in what happens to us when we die. Like, we don't go anywhere. Or we do go somewhere. Sorry. We don't just cease to exist. My dad was always like, yeah, you die and it's endless tits up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I believe because I've experienced some things. I think you're kind of being ridiculous at this point, given the evidence even recently. It's really selfish and strange, I think, to not believe there are UFOs, given all the, I just read something about all the airline pilots that just keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
Because of the paperwork. But yeah. Apparently there's less paperwork in Canada and with British Airways, or that's where aliens want to go. They don't like, they like it colder. They're paying attention to the temperature.
Start at the top. We go to start at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're canvassing.
No polls. Of course, we all want to meet Santa Claus. Work our way down. It'd be funny if the aliens weren't sure about us, but they believed in our Santa Claus.
I mean, yeah, they're like, we got to go just for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then we'll check out the rest of it.
Well, no, yeah, that's fake. Well, yeah. Everyone's talking about them. What, you're lying to us?
Yeah, there's no way.
They're like blown away. They have their own conspiracy theories about Santa Claus.
Even a handful of years ago, I would have said, I don't know about it. Of course, there's planets, and I believe stuff similar to what we have, life similar to ours. It's strange to think that in other solar systems, there isn't some mirror image of what we are. I mean, it's just, I don't overthink it too much because I don't think it's ever going to be part of my life.
Well, yeah. Okay. Because I want to hear these experiences that you've had, but we have something called the WOW scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz.
Perfect.
And you'll be graded on a spectrum between 0 and 5. Don't worry about those. I'll tabulate it in my head.
Okay.
If you're a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're a 0, you're more of a Wade, and you can do the math about in between. Okay. Are you ready to get weighed on the WOW scale?
I am.
Wow scale.
Are you a wet or are you a willy?
Okay, first question is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Have you ever seen any UFOs? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. The last one, okay, you want to give me a numeric?
The reason that it's 300 years is because some people believe that, like, the aliens built the pyramids and stuff like that. So we're just saying, like, you know, within, like, the lifetime of America, like, have aliens come?
I'm just basing it on what I've heard about UFOs, everyone saying they look the same. So I know they've been in our atmosphere. I don't know it, but I believe they have. I don't know if they've come down to stick things in the butt of a farmer.
Right.
It seems like that's all they do is the probe thing. Get a sample, colon sample, for medical reasons. I don't know. That I'm not sure about, but yes, in recent years, I do believe there's aliens and I do believe they've come to Earth. I don't know if they've walked around. I don't know. I'm not a pyramid guy.
What's your idea? Like, if you were to hazard a guess at what an alien would look like, how would you describe it?
Well, there's too many claims that they have that oval head, pointy chin.
Right. Yeah, the skateboard logo.
Diagonal eyes that are big and oversized black eyes. Unless someone drew that and they're like, yeah, that's what name. It's like kind of like the painting of Jesus. Yeah, he looked like Brad Pitt with a beard or whatever. But we all know Jesus didn't look like that, but people like the image, and it was easier to get with them that they didn't look at a map and see that Jerusalem was in the Middle East.
Well, if he wasn't white, no one would believe in him.
I know, but there are, you know, you go to some church where oddly half of them have probably had something from an alien put up their butt, but they believed Jesus had blue eyes and was ripped.
Well, he wasn't a carpenter, right? You get ripped as a carpenter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all the, you build the frame to the side of a house. Back then, he was the only guy there to hoist it up.
Dude, carpenter back then was stones, man.
Yeah, man. They're rock hard.
All right. Question number two. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do now. I don't know if you want me to elaborate, but yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I do. Even I experienced something, Willie, in Austin. Remember that Buffalo Billiards place on 6th Street?
Yeah.
That was clearly, I was painting there. I was painting the windows for Christmas and painting a mural upstairs in this banquet room. And I was worried about getting finished. So I was ignoring what I thought were people partying and putting up decorations for Christmas. I was painting Christmas windows. And people kept walking behind me and I'd look, I'm like, oh man, they're moving fast around here. And then a guy showed up and he said, hey, we're going to open in a minute. Sorry to lock you in. If you want to go get something to eat, you can come and go now. And I'm like, oh no, there's a bunch of people decorating up here. And he was like, no, yeah, this place is really haunted and you can hear them. And I'm like, nah. And then I started to really, you know, feel shit breathing. Like it's what you always see in a movie. It was blowing on my neck and I'd look peripherally, see something go by. And I started to get scared, but I stayed and I finished. I needed the $300 or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went downstairs and everyone that worked there had very believable ghost thing, just about doors opening, the light coming on, and they'd go shut it and go back to the bar and it's open again with the light on. Things like that. There being a layer of dust, white dust on one of the tables, and then they go to clean it off and it would dissipate in the air. I was like, I don't know about that. Well, one of the guys was like, yeah, and one day I saw glass floating, and they're like, shut up, Jerry. There's no floating glasses. Like they all had ghost stories, and even then I was apprehensive to believe any of them. But then, yeah, once a very good friend of mine died and he kept messing with me in ways that weren't scary. And because they weren't scary, and I truly believed it was him, even at his memorial, all my friends are like, this keeps happening. I keep seeing Zach and then it's someone else. Everyone kept saying that. And these are all friends of mine that grew up atheist. And they were kind of weirded out by this. And I have so many versions of ghost things happening. So I became a believer in spirits just in the last less than a decade.
Well, so my question is, how come all of these perverts are becoming ghosts if they're just going to breathe on your neck like a weirdo?
I know. And I don't even know that. I just have no other way of explaining that feeling behind my neck of a presence. It wasn't necessarily a seductive Broadway, you know.
Don't sell yourself short.
There's something that, he wasn't attracted to me. He or she, whatever. I guess I'm not good enough. It's hard to describe, kind of like everyone says there's a light when you die. I've heard that enough to where it's like, you die and there all these endorphins get fired off and apparently you see a light. All right.
Yeah.
Do I believe it's heaven? No. But it's a thing that you experience and no one knows how to word it.
Yeah.
Do you have any other experiences that outside of the Austin bar that has sort of made you come around?
Yes. When I moved into this apartment, something was going on in my kitchen to where I had to burn sage and look up online the kind of things to say. This is going to make me sound weird, but it worked. And I feel like it was a kid. I opened this door. There's a door here with an ironing board. And I didn't know it was painted shut, years of different colors of paint.
Sure.
But I want to know what was in there. I thought it was a breaker box. And so it was this old dusty cobweb covered ironing board that had these old gears on it. Like, it's kind of cool that it's in the wall. This place was built in the 30s, I imagine, based on the wiring in my electronic knowledge. I think
can't handle a boom box.
Yeah, exactly. I know how to plug in a thing, but one night I put up the pole for roller painting my ceiling, and I heard it fall down in the middle of the night. And the next day, it was in the middle of the room. So even if it slid down the counter like that, it could have maybe slid that far. But the part that was pointing up, and I had it leaning against the counter, that was pointing towards the way it was laying. I immediately, my neck hair stood up because there's no way that pole could have leapt that far. Then I was painting.
It also said it had painted out "Get Out" on the floor.
Right. Get out. Love Johnny backwards. Why? I knew it was a kid. The only reason I felt like it was a kid is because it was little pranks. Like, I was painting, and the masking tape I was using, I was painting and putting up tape as I was painting. And then I looked down, the tape was gone. I knew I'd just set it down. Again, I was immediately, I'm like, I know I put it there. And I ran out of the house. I was so freaked out by it.
Wow.
And then I came into the living room. I'm like, please put it back. I'm trying to make this place look nice. I'm like, yes, I'm going crazy. I mean, this is before the pandemic. This is before we all were talking to ourselves. And I went back in, and there the tape was right on the counter.
Really? Oh, man.
And then the hardware it happened again with the hardware from this curtain. I looked down and it was gone. I actually never found that. So you got me with that one, Johnny.
So then you saged your apartment, and did it stop?
Yeah. The more I just said, I'm okay with this. You can hang out when I'm on the road. I was seriously saying this stuff out loud. It felt weird, but
yeah,
it wasn't a scary, these things happening weren't scary. It was just attention getting. And again, not seductive, I guess. I'm a big old uggo.
It is weird once you have to say something out loud and you hear yourself say it, and it's like, this is reality. Like, the lines are blurring. I'm saying this out loud.
Yeah. Well, my friend Suna came over, and she knows more about that kind of thing. And it was her idea to bring the sage. And I looked up some things that you say, not witchcraft, but I wanted to say, you know, the right things. And it did seem to work. Nothing after that happened. No more loud. Every night there was a loud noise in the kitchen, and it would wake me up and freak me out. I thought people were breaking in sometimes. And after the sage thing, it didn't happen. Those are honestly that my friend and my mom passing and realizing sweet things, presents, things that are hard to explain. And the kitchen thing and the Austin thing, that's about it. That's all I've really experienced.
Well, the question is, do you use that ironing board?
No, it's funny. I kind of, to be a tough guy, I left it open for a while and I was going to get a new cover from it because the cover was 60
years old. From the 30s or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I took that off and I was going to kind of just use it. I was thinking about getting a pole and making it a bar because the door comes down.
That's a good idea.
Divide the room because I made an office in my kitchen. Anyway, I have shut it. I haven't painted it shut, but I'd like to keep it shut. That's as superstitious as I've gotten.
I keep
that shut.
All right. Question number three. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
All right. Straight up no.
I don't.
Question number four. Do you believe in psychics?
Yes. I think people are able to pick up on that stuff. I think I would be just like anyone where I'm like, kind of don't believe it. I'd need to hear. I mean, my mom died of what we thought, they say Alzheimer's. And then when it lasts 10 years, they're like, that's not Alzheimer's. She'd go quicker. And then my sister went to a person just to ask, because we're worried about us getting it selfishly now my mom is back. And this, without my sister saying anything about our mom, this woman said, your mom died and you're worried of you and your brother will get it. Don't worry. She had some kind of an infection. That's what she said. Unsolicited. And I heard that secondhand from my sister. And then all of a sudden I relaxed. I'm like, okay, my mom had a specific thing. Wasn't an infection, but she knew that we were worried about it. And she said, you two don't have to worry. This is a separate thing. So that I was like, I believe it. I have to believe it. Yeah. Otherwise I walk around worried about whether I can get this undetectable gift from God brain disease.
And also, I mean, to help you believe it more, it was before she said she had a brother probably, right?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But whenever you watch like the guy on TV that was like, we have a studio audience. Is there someone here named Larry? Well, I'm Larry. That stuff I've always made fun of. Just like,
Yeah, that's just cold reading. Like, John, the odds.
I'm getting Do any letters start with meh?
I have a cat that says meh.
It's like too many people. I threw up the other day and I went, and he's overwhelmed. Oh shit. Who do I call up?
I'm from Hawaii and that's what we call cookie dough. Or whatever.
Okay. Last question. You touched on this a little bit, but are you superstitious?
I'm not really, as a joke, I've run under ladders. I have broken a mirror when no one else would. And I've been the owner of two black cats that was the first one. I'm like, if anything, I've had a great day and this cat has walked in front of me three times. Those are the big ones, the breaking the mirrors, going under a ladder.
Black cats.
I know that bad things are going to happen to me. Every time a good thing happens, I'm like, something bad's going to happen tomorrow. I think that. So maybe I am superstitious.
Well,
but I don't believe in the big three.
Wait, where did you grow up?
In Montana. Texas?
Oh, in Montana.
Yeah.
Were you a sports guy growing up?
No, I just skateboarded and occasionally.
Okay, there's not a lot. Is there a skateboard superstition? Like, is there any?
There are pro skaters that I know are very. It's more of an OCD thing where they have to. There's this guy, Andrew Reynolds, that has to tap something three times before he tries a trick. And I've seen him do it in videos. Like, it's like, why is he doing it? Taps it with the board, taps something with the wall with his hand, and then he taps the board with his foot, and then he lands the trick, which to me, that's just a routine you go through with your head.
That's like shooting a free throw. That's like getting your body ready.
It's like a focus technique almost, you know? And
there's no like overarching, like you're not supposed to step on the foul line in baseball or whatever. There's no like skateboard superstitions, are there?
Dude, you can't do an ollie after a 360.
You can't do a Jesus air after a fucking McTwist, dude.
Yeah. It's a Chris air. But yes, there are. One time I had a friend stole a skateboard. We went to the skateboard shop and the door was open and he grabbed a skateboard and I was just like,
nice.
Is he going to go through with this? And he took it home and he immediately felt bad because we loved the guy. That's my friend that passed away. Oh. He opened the skate shop. I was like, if you skate that board, you're going to break your ankle and you know it. Like, I've always thought if you ever steal anything and it's sporting equipment, you're going to break your ankle. That's what I really believe that. Like you, and I've never, to my knowledge, not purposefully ever stolen anything. I've gotten things for free and not said anything out loud. But you know, I have friends that go into a store and they're like, "Hey, look what I put in my pocket," and I'm like, "Whatever that is, it's going to kill you now." So yeah. I think I guess I am a little superstitious.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's superstitious, but it's karma. Willie has a bunch of karma stories about stealing shit, right?
Oh, like, really?
Your life is in shambles because you were a bad kid.
Not what? I'm doing. Am I doing great? I don't know. Am I?
You've talked previously about like, oh, my bike got stolen because I stole a bike when I was.
I mean, I feel like I've, quote unquote, paid my dues. And I've had so many things stolen from me, you know, and I'm like, well, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tabulate your score here.
Theft is my least favorite crime. Well,
I only like stealing from companies. If I'm stealing from I'm not going to steal from a person.
Right. I bet I've done that. I just can't think of when I did it. I know.
But I also like, I'm not going to like shoplift these days.
Right. Oh God, no. Yeah, it's
well, Chris, I think you're like I would put you at like a 4, maybe a 3 or a 4 on the WoW scale. So you're little toward Willie. You have more of an open mind than I do.
Before we even when Willie first asked me to do this, I thought for sure I'd be leaning more in your direction, but the more I talk about it the last few years. Plus, you get more spiritual when they find a tumor in your bladder or something. You're okay. As you get older, it's like old people start going to church. You know, you start thinking about
things. The closer you get to death, the more open you are to maybe this isn't the end. Okay.
But everyone keeps describing this UFO that looks like a vertical, frisbee with a light on it.
Tic-tac,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that
they
takes
always
us-
look like that.
That takes us to our topic. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, UFOs have not been making the news since 1969 because Project Blue Book said that they weren't real. Well, in the last 5 years, UFOs have been making the news again. We have a top former intelligence head whistleblowing some UFO stuff coming up. And we have another UFO guy saying some shit is about to go down. The disclosure, the UFO world is all going to get turned upside on its head by July of this year. What the fuck am I talking about? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Chris, do you have anything to say about that? Or should we just let Willie take the wheel here?
Yeah, take the wheel, Willie.
We've had official entities like the Navy, the Air Force, release UFO videos of recent. We had the Tic Tac. We had the little Frisbee. We had the Pentagon admitted that they were spending black project taxpayer dollars on investigating if UFOs are real. And it's like, wait a minute. You guys are watching UFOs and trying to figure out stuff? Like, oh, that's weird. And of recent, the Pentagon confirms that this UFO video was real, taken by a Navy pilot of a pyramid-shaped object flying through the sky. And so recently, this guy Ratcliffe, he's the former intelligence head, he came out on Fox News and basically, I know he was on Fox, but he's the former head of intelligence coming out saying, the government is about to release some UFO information. and that information is going to be new to the public.
Oh, yeah.
The technology, whatever, that's going to basically make people lean towards the idea that, yeah, that there are entities visiting us. This is the former head of intelligence coming out and saying this.
Wait, head of like central intelligence or what's the intelligence that he's the head of?
Former intelligence director, John Ratcliffe. And this is People Magazine. This is the People Magazine article. This is like fucking big news. CNN did thing on it too.
If it's in People, you've got to fucking believe it. Stars are just like us. They do their laundry.
He said we have multiple sensors that are detecting UFOs. He's saying like, yeah, sure, you've seen the Tic Tac video, you've seen these other things. We have seen them using other technologies that these things are real, that there's something here, and the government is going to disclose some more information. And he even said once they disclose this stuff, I can talk about more stuff. And so it's weird because here he is coming out almost like a whistleblower. I mean, my thing is like he's either coming out as a whistleblower or he's part of a plan and he's still getting paid.
Well, you know? Yeah. So that's my question, because this guy does seem kind of legit. I got his Wikipedia page up and he was a member of the House of Representatives for Texas and stuff. So, but my question is this. Is this priming people to not freak out? Like, do they know that there's aliens and they're sort of slow rolling it so that we don't all freak out? Or what do you think the plan is?
So that's the setup, right?
Okay.
Here's the crazy part. This other guy that I really believe in, his name is Stephen Greer. He's a guy that can be considered batshit crazy because he's like, hey, well, he's the guy that in 2001 tried to get the Disclosure Project together, where he was like, hey, let's get all of these officials together, anybody who's ready to say that they've seen UFOs. So he had some one or two five-star generals. He had top officials in the different branches of military that had witnessed UFOs and been like, hey, we need to all go to Congress. I think there were over 200 people. And they wanted to all present their case to Congress and say, hey, the government is lying to people about UFOs and people should know about UFOs. This was in 2001.
Oh, I think that we've proven as a globe, that we can deal with movie shit happening in real life and not all freak out. Yeah. Like that's nothing. Yeah, there's aliens and you have some of them taxidermied or on ice. Big deal. We just dealt with a pandemic. That was horrible. It's like that's still scarier to me than saying, yeah, and they had space guns. That wouldn't even scare me as much as what we just all went through.
Yeah, and this is like kind of like I feel like we've done what 5 years of this podcast, and like a lot of it is always like, oh well, they couldn't tell us this because everyone would freak out, and I just don't think that's the case. I think like the people are a little bit more put together than that theory that we would all freak out. Like, we're not just going to start like killing each other because aliens exist.
Yeah. And so here's the thing is like, so, like, according to him, the government in June of this year is going to disclose some new information that's going to turn it all up on its head. Right. So Stephen Greer is basically saying this, listen, this is all of this media release of UFOs is all being orchestrated. And the narrative is not only is it that it's that there are UFOs here, but the narrative is we couldn't defend ourselves against these UFOs. Look at this. It turned on a dime and there was no sonic boom. And so he's saying that like aliens are here. There's nothing to be afraid of because they haven't done anything to us. And we've even shot down their ships, you know, but he's saying that the new narrative is these things could be a threat. And so this, whatever comes out in June, July is going to try to steer people into saying like, oh gosh, we need to be afraid of this. We need to put weapons in space. So that's the whole plan. That's why we have the Space Force recently. So he's saying that this is all orchestrated.
How's that Space Force doing now? I'm sure it's thriving.
Well, the thing, but that's the whole thing. The Air Force already had a Space Force, and it was called the Space Force. And so we didn't need a new entity, but the new entity is the narrative for the people that fucking aren't paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
Space Force is going to be based out of LA. Did you guys know that we have an Air Force base in LA and that's where Space Force is going to be based out of?
I actually did not.
Yeah, it's down just south of LAX. There's like a little campus there with the Air Force. I don't know if you would call it a base or a campus. And then like Lockheed Martin is there and stuff like that.
I've seen that. That's right south of the airport. Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing. Stephen Greer is releasing a documentary that they're not even trying to make money off of it. They're saying, hey, if you don't change it, everyone can repost it on their YouTube. Because they want to get information out before the June disclosure comes out. Because they're trying to get ahead of the government and say, hey, look, here's our secrets that we have. Like, don't listen to them. Because the whole point of this disclosure is to try to get weapons into space.
I'm interested in seeing this documentary because, first of all, I don't trust anyone with muscles. And Stephen Greer, if you look at him,
he's yoked.
Like all he does is work out. And like, I can't speak for all of humanity, but he's not attractive. And he just has so many muscles. And you're just like, what's this guy's deal? Like, so I don't trust him on any sort of like, like scientific. So my thing is like I'm curious to see this documentary to see how gonzo it is, to see how much he puts himself in it, because I kind of have the suspicion that he's just trying to become like a celebrity.
But so his latest documentaries, like Unacknowledged, I think is the best UFO documentary out there.
Well, how much does he put himself? You could answer. Like, how much does he put himself in those?
He is in it a lot, but he's
very. I thought so.
But the thing is,
his shirt off.
No, never shirt off.
He's just playing racquetball with his shirt off, talking about aliens.
Yeah, dude, I love. Well, the next thing, hold on, let me get this. So, but like, if you haven't seen Unacknowledged, I think it's the best UFO documentary out there. I think Sirius was pretty good, but whatever. I know it's the weird thing is he takes the idea that you can, the reason why a lot of people think that he's crazy. Some people think that he is, that he's part of the misinformation. And the more you get into it, I'm like, he's the only one saying the things that are like, hey, don't be afraid of these things. Like,
Yeah. No, I do like that. That's cool.
And he's trying to contact aliens by using telepathic energy. So he has meditation groups.
He's a transcendental meditation guy.
And they get together and they meditate and they try to focus on contact. What do you think about that, Chris?
I also they've been like. Those tic tac, the vertical tic tacs I've been reading about have been in front of planes where they had to suddenly change course and crew got injured because they had to get out of the way. Like they're in the way. And then at the last minute, they'll like fire off. So they're like bad at driving. They're like not trying to hurt us or shoot us down, but they're like, oh, fuck, we're in the way. And they get out of the way at the last minute. I like the idea of them being smarter than us, but they still fuck up and they're bad at driving.
Yeah, it's like an American going to India and not understanding that pedestrians do not have the right of way at all.
They're like, oh, fuck, they fly on the wrong side of the atmosphere here. I forgot we're in another, you know how we do it vertically? They go, yeah. I got fucked up, man. Sorry.
They only got three axes here, man. It's like London over here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, can you imagine if we still had gravity? Man, these guys are behind the time. My buddies, Doug and Flynn got married in New Mexico and there was David Huntsberger wanted to go to, there's like these caves that were somehow molded with water. It's like, I've seen a lot of pictures. It's the Machu Picchu of that area. A lot of people, I've seen photos of. So we were looking for these caves and we went the wrong way. And we ended up at it was Army. I think they were Army, but just a bunch of dudes with machine guns at a gate. And we're like, He said, you got to go the other way. It was like we were looking for a national park thing. It wasn't hidden, but there was tanks everywhere and warehouses and everything and a lot of soldiers everywhere. We're like, what the hell was that? And he wouldn't say what it was. The guy was like pissed off that we were in there. And then we went to the park ranger and he was like, and I don't know anything about this except it was a movie with John Lithgow. But he said, oh, yeah, that's the Manhattan Project. That's do you guys know about that or what that means? Because I actually since then have not.
Well, the Manhattan
Project was the nuclear thing, right?
That's not aliens.
It was coming up with the nuclear bomb.
Okay.
It was the secret project. That was the title they gave it to. Yeah, work on nukes before nukes were things.
That's what the movie was about. Yeah. For some reason, this park ranger guy was like, "It's they're in there. There's alien stuff in there. There's like spaceships and everything." Anyway, what you got to do is turn. You went the wrong way. You got to turn left over. Like that's what he said. What's going on there? But he just mentioned the Manhattan Project. Maybe I didn't understand what he said. But we all left.
I haven't seen that movie. Have you guys seen it?
I was so young that I remember they use a remote control car to transport this nuclear fission device. And I really wanted it. I think it was a Grasshopper. I really wanted an RC car. I still do. I've become 17 years old during this pandemic. Yeah. So I do know that it was mainly about nuclear stuff. But this guy, the park ranger, said, there's spaceships in there, man. But he was a military-looking guy himself.
Well, I mean, part of all of this ufology stuff is that they follow the nuclear trail, right? And so, yeah. Like, if the Manhattan Project had somehow unlocked, it could have morphed into an alien.
Seems like you're going on to Willie's side all of a sudden.
I just, after 5 years of this, I can give a little bit of just.
Yeah, you said that with a lot of belief in your voice.
I have an open mind. If the Manhattan Project attracted aliens, I can see a world where they become alien researchers because now the aliens are showing up wherever they are.
Well, this guy acted like one of those soldiers was his drinking buddy. And then he stopped and didn't tell us much more, but he said there's alien stuff in those warehouses. That's what I got to talk to Huntsberger again. He has a better memory because he doesn't drink. but yeah, that was an interesting thing to stumble upon. And, And there's a NASA. One night, I was at a party, and Karen picked me up. We were podcasting. I can't remember what episode it was, but it was no guest. She just picked me up, and I was drunk. So whatever the episode is, it says drives around Chris drunk. And we ended up in a NASA place. There's a NASA place in the mountains here. It was a big NASA space station. And we drove up, and we're like, do a U-turn. They're going to kill us. But there wasn't even really a gate or anything. I was just so surprised to see that, you know. I thought you had to go to Fort Canaveral or Cape Houston, you know.
What's the name of your podcast?
Do You Need a Ride? We used to give comedians rides and record in the car, but of course we haven't been doing that as much.
All right. Check that out. We should take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll get further into this crackpot, Stephen Greer.
He's ripped.
Too ripped, man. I don't trust him.
I don't know. It's funny because I like The Rock so much. He just, if something came out that The Rock did something bad, I would be really disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
And he is ripped. More than ever, and he seems to be getting better and better.
Let me clarify. I trust The Rock because his job is being ripped. I don't trust some guy who's like, I'm into UFOs, but also fucking ripped.
Yeah. You're right. If someone works at a bank and they're ripped, I just immediately am like, oh, this asshole cheats on his wife.
This guy's priorities are somewhere else.
Yeah. It's like when anyone goes to, oh, yeah, I went to Thailand for 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, you went there because your dick wants weird things. I really think it's if someone's in Thailand for a long time, it's for specific sexual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You're not there because you like the whatever. I don't know much about Thailand. I'm sure it's beautiful and it would.
It sounds like it would be beautiful. It has a, name that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife, it has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. We're talking to our friend Christopher Fairbanks. Oh, shit. His album is coming out in a month. A couple weeks, something.
Yeah.
Something on like 800-pound gorilla. How does one purchase that if they were so inclined?
Right. I think by then I should have my website done. That'd be a good way to get it. But I think, you know, no one, it's just like anything. It'll be on Spotify and Pandora. And
are you making hard copies?
Nah. Fuck that.
Is it? So we
maybe
just got
vinyl
done.
If I'm feeling frisky, I don't know. There's no reason to.
Is there? How did you do it? Because we just got done with this, or we're still in sort of the tail end of this pandemic, I hope. But
it is a recording from over a year ago. It's a re-edited. So I might call it the same thing as my special, but it's my special that is on Amazon that has, you know, additional footage and a re-editing of it. So I'm just going to repackage it because it's going to be different, but it is, yeah, it's over a year old.
All right. And what have you been doing during the pandemic? Do you do like the Zoom shows and stuff like that?
Yeah, I hate them, but like Willie said, it's just to go through the motions and feel like...
Just keep the muscle working.
Yeah. Yeah. And any new jokes I do have right now, like I'm doing a show Saturday, an outdoor show in San Diego. I'm like, I'm going to do new stuff for that whole show. And it's all stuff that I have kind of pieced together for these Zoom shows. Be nice to see if they actually work in front of an audience.
What's the content of those jokes? Is it
yeah, a lot of, I mean, inevitably you got to talk about this
show. Yeah.
I mean, that's all. Either that or jokes about how I talk to and shower with my plants, you know.
Right. So you'll get like a year out of those. And then when the next pandemic comes, you can repurpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just looking for the variant when that kicks in again. I do have jokes about that. I talk about it. People might want to get their mind off it. Whatever. Sorry you don't want to think about things, but...
Listen, I mean, we have the same problem here because it's like, yeah, we want to get your mind off of it, but also we're living it constantly. Like, there's not a lot else to talk about.
Yeah, I would really think a comic was strange if they came back from this pandemic and they were like, relationships are weird, right?
What's the deal with Garfield?
Oh, yeah. He's so much like Heathcliff. What's the difference? One of them fights in a cloud of fish smoke? I'm actually going to write that down. That's pretty good.
Please write that down.
It's a cloud with fists and, yeah. Garfield's a house cat. That's the difference. Anyway, the point is, you're weird if you come out of this doing fucking Garfield jokes. That being said, I hate Mondays. Lasagna's weird.
Those are the only two things that Garfield has. It's Mondays and lasagna.
I remember finding a bunch of Garfield books like at a like a thrift shop, and I bought them. Like, I can't believe those are here. And then I read them, and I was like, oh, yeah. I mean.
Wait. How old were you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, like a decade
just
ago.
Last year?
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
One thing that holds up is the Far Side, man. The Far Side holds up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Far Side's good. Far Side's good.
But Garfield.
Gary Larson, didn't he come back? Didn't he start doing shit online?
That's what I kept hearing, and I haven't seen it. Yeah, I guess I got to go to Gary Larson.
Doesn't he have? Does he have two R's? And Gary is something weird spelling, right?
It's just S-E-N, so it looks weird. Larson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gary Larson. That's how you have to say it.
So I'll jump off with this. I'm glad you brought up nuclear energy at the end, because ultimately a lot of the UFOs started showing up after we started messing with nuclear energy. And so even with Roswell, the Air Force base there was the only nuclear – there were nuclear weapons there because the bomber squad was there. And
is
so,
Roswell also New Mexico?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Where is it?
It's New Mexico. That's where that the famous UFO may have been shot down there.
Is that Area 51, Roswell?
No. Well, Area 51 is where they some people think they took the craft to. Area 51 is in Nevada. That's the secret testing site where
whatever one is. Now I feel like it wasn't the Manhattan Project. Not to interrupt, but fuck. Whatever one is near Santa Fe, within
so it could have been Roswell. I mean,
yeah, that's why would the guy say aliens, man? And it's like, well, I thought it was atomic bombs. I might be stupid. I can't remember names. Maybe it was a Roswell situation, but if it's within an hour of Santa Fe, it'd be weird if both these things were like just Manhattan Project. Is that? What if I'm dominant?
Let's just look up John Lithgow real quick. Right? I'm going to check out his IMDb because if there's some UFO thing, not that it matters, but just to answer. Google, Google, Google.
Thank you for listening, but currently we're Googling.
Google, Google, Google.
I know the movie was called The Manhattan Project.
Oh, you know that. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Fine.
Yeah, but the place I went, I'm not sure if it was.
So we all, if you look at the history of aliens and UFOs, especially during our lifetime, you know, it's been like, oh, butt probes, you know, like almost like a the butt of a joke where it's like, this isn't real. You don't believe people that say they've been abducted. Right. And then when you look into it more, the narrative becomes, oh, snap, UFOs show up wherever nuclear weapons are. And a lot of these stories don't make it into the news. And so there have been people that have run nuclear facilities were like, hey, a UFO showed up, shut down the whole facility, and then turned it back on. We have nukes all over the world, you know. And so Roswell, the first possible UFO crash that was public, there were nuclear weapons on the bombers at the Roswell base.
It's funny because their aircraft maybe look like a Tesla or it's streamlined or something, but maybe they're dumb and they're like, hey, none of us were smart enough. We don't have an Einstein. We want to know what you guys learned. Sorry we got in the way of your airplane. We're a little clumsy and we keep butt probing your dumbest people. Like maybe they're not that good at stuff. That's what I want.
Well,
for them to be like the kind of.
I mean, that's so great. If they're like they're super what? Smart technologically for like traveling through space, but they're dumb in every other facet.
Yeah, so
like, these guys have like this cool weapon. We could like totally eradicate our enemies. How do we do it?
Yeah.
And we're just like, get out of here, aliens.
Picture Earthlings going to Mars. Like, let's say there's aliens there, right? The first Earthlings at Mars are like gonna be pretty stupid, whether they're smart or not.
Yeah, especially clumsy. Sorry, we didn't know our car would bounce so high.
Yeah. You guys drive on the left here?
Right.
Okay.
You're not used to our atmosphere, of course. Fuck, I got in your way. We're not used to this gravity shit.
And so here's the thing. Stephen Greer, I'm going to keep bringing it back to him because this documentary is coming out.
Well, wait, let me cut you off. Just for a second,
yeah.
Because he's all about disclosure and stuff like that, right? And so now that governments are starting to disclose stuff, he's not happy because they're disclosing stuff with misinformation. Is that correct?
I don't know if this is his message, but he says that at one point UFOs became above top secret. And so presidents, high security officials, a lot of people didn't know about a lot of the secrets. And so there are people that are out there genuinely trying to disclose information, but they actually just don't know that much. Like right now, all this disclosure thing, they have all these people that are disclosing things, but they don't know everything. So when they say like, these UFOs are actually real. And then he has a letter from this guy, Ben Rich. He was the director of Lockheed Skunk Works. From 1975 to 1991, he wrote a letter to him being like, hey, yeah, there are two types of UFOs. There's the ones that the UFOs have, and then there's the ones that we have. So he's basically admitting that they have back engineered UFOs. And so,
well, yeah, let me just put a little context on this because I just looked up his Wikipedia. He's called the father of stealth because under his guidance, we produced, you know, all the stealth shit. He's also from the Philippines, so I feel like Willie is just on his side.
I know, I just saw that. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Oh, he died.
Here's a guy that is the director of this organization that makes all of the stealth aircraft. And he's like, yeah, we make UFOs too.
So do you think that stealth technology was backwards engineered from alien technology?
A little bit. I think a little bit.
Yeah. I respect that point of view, but it also makes me feel like you don't like humanity that much.
Well, so here's the thing that they're talking about, right? So a lot of countries have signed this treaty that says, hey, we're not going to put weapons of mass destruction in space. This is from the 60s. But it's specifically weapons of mass destruction. And so right now, Stephen Greer says that the way that they shot down the spacecraft that crashed at Roswell was that they were playing with a new technology that they called radar, but it was actually electromagnetic energy, which is how they propel these crafts. The idea is that you can somehow turn off your mass, and that's why these things can turn on a dime and not have sonic booms. Our secret military has UFO crafts that can turn on a dime and not have a sonic boom because they've like somehow turned off their mass. It's not about a propulsion or anything. It's just this weightless thing that you can drive around.
Their mass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that's what the whole Higgs boson thing was that they were trying to find at CERN. It was like this idea that there's this field that you can turn on and off that like, if you can turn off your mass, you can go faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, I just keep hearing mask.
M-A-S-S. I'm sorry, mass.
Yeah. Okay. It would be cool if they had masks too, though.
You just turn off your mask. And you just see a skeleton. Hey, guys. Oh, whoops.
Oh, fuck. I turned
it back on. Gross bones.
Looks like you're smiling, though. I kind of like it.
Yeah, better with lips. Everyone looks terrible without lips, man.
Oh, I know. You know, it sucks. So I've seen so many skeletons that, like, when I look at people, I imagine their skull face, and it, like,
yeah.
Wait, hang on. Every time you look at someone, you imagine their skull face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What a horrible, you've been cursed by a gypsy.
Yeah. Like when I see your smile, I'm like, then your skin goes away and I see your bones and I'm like, you're not smiling. That's just your teeth. Ah, sorry.
Yeah. No, I haven't had sex for over a year now. And so whenever I see a beautiful woman, I just imagine that she's just filled with blood and guts. Like, she's beautiful, but she has blood and guts and traces of her own feces outside her intestine.
Internal bruising.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's nice and we could have had family together. But gross, blood, skeleton. Kind of kidding. God, lonely. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, well, yeah, so Stephen Greer's main thing is that all of this UFO disclosure that's coming out right now is actually to get weapons into space that are actually because he thinks that, and I believe him, that like aliens are here. Even when we've shot them down, they didn't retaliate. So these are some fucking peaceful aliens. But as soon as we start to put these electromagnetic weapons into space, that's going to be like, oh, fuck this. All right, you guys are doomed now because you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, wow.
And so he's trying to get this documentary out, and I haven't seen it. This is a preemptive episode. Like, we'll probably do another one about it once it comes out. But he's like, the fate of humanity rests on us not putting these weapons in space, and they're trying to scare you into allowing them to put weapons into space.
Get it over with. I don't care, man. Like, we've ruined the planet. We're done for in 50 years. Can we just end it now?
I don't want to die, and I don't want to suddenly get thrown across my room and realize I'm on a giant wave and we're all dying. Whatever. I don't want to die, but there's a lot of these things like sharks, or like I used to be so scared of sharks, or when I'm in Montana, grizzly bears. Or now I'm just like, what a privilege to get killed by an alien. Like, at this point, it's like, rather than on a toilet.
Some people have fallen down weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, Diana, Elvis was so cool. He shit himself to death. I would rather get attacked by a bear or something cool, or get, what if we all die because alien lasers? We're like, this is like a movie. And then your face melts. I don't know.
It's best case scenario for me, I think. Like, would you rather die from an alien laser or just old age,
yeah,
when you're in a nursing home and everything sucks.
Yeah.
You choked on a potato bite.
Yeah, I can't swallow, and it's hard for me to pee. Those are your last words? Or do you want your last words to be, Uncle, I have no lips anymore?
Humans will destroy you.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
We will win.
Yeah. They have Google Translate, so we can understand. They're speaking into their much, much better phones that have better service.
And they're also taking notes so that they'll put your epitaph on your, they're going to bury us in the old Christian way.
Let's get some of what they call flowers, Meepzorp.
Those are dandelions. No, they look like flowers.
Yeah.
They have petals.
Yeah. But yeah, that's amazing. I can't wait for this documentary. So you think it's a warning Greer's putting out for us not to put nuclear technology out in a threatening way, because then they're going to.
It's actually so like the treaty we have is no weapons of mass destruction, but the electromagnetic weapons is actually what this is focusing on, that like these things can actually make the crafts crash. And so we're going to
really piss them off.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically lasers and electromagnetic weapons into space. That's what.
But wait, track me through the narrative of this. Like, these aliens, like, how much do you believe? Like, if we've shot down some of their crafts, then why would they be upset about EMPs? Yeah.
Well,
just happened to be people they didn't like.
We've taken down a few of their crafts, but once you get into space, it's like anything that happens on the planet, sure, multidimensional things. Maybe they're here because we're affecting different dimensions with our nukes. But once you get into space, once you get into space, you're actually affecting a lot more.
Yeah.
So the idea is that.
Do you guys think that you would be proud if humanity is a cancer and then we learn that we're just a cancer that's spreading out through the universe? Would you be proud about that? Because it's like, yeah, fuck you. We're like, we are the fucking God here. We'll fuck you up. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
If I was in a movie about this, like, I would be the one that turned on humanity to be like, no, we are the cancer. I'm going to end it.
Yeah.
You know, I would
immediately turn you in because I would be like, humanity is the cancer and we're going to take over everyone.
Yeah. No, I would be that way too. Unless my career was going really well. And then I'm like, no, it's not that bad. People have started to accept me. Go away, aliens. Depends on how my week is going.
I know. Like picture Denzel Washington having to cash in on humanity. Just choosing him. He's like big actor on top.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah, no, he's not going to turn on us for sure.
Humans are his bread and butter. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an okay actor. Everyone fucking loves me, even rednecks. So fuck you, aliens.
I have usurped racism. That's how popular I am.
Yeah.
I don't need to deal with aliens coming in and fucking this up.
Yeah. Everyone loves me. I'm dead. I even played a somewhat. Cranky, unlikable Malcolm X. Everyone still loves me. Even the fucking clan members are like, oh, he's a good one. Like, fuck you, aliens. Earth people are But Willie and I are like, fuck, all I do is these shitty auditions. Fuck this world.
So... we shouldn't have EMPs in space because that would
EMP.
But we should have nukes.
Well, it's electromagnetic weapons. Electromagnetic pulse. The EMP like stops electronics. This is just a different electromagnetic weapon.
Oh, okay.
That they have been using, but they categorize it as radar. So nobody actually knows that it's this different technology that.
Okay, so this is like conspiracy theory, sort of like you're talking about like CERN and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but
CERN is probably harmless.
But actually, like these entities have been using electromagnetic weapons for a long time, and they call it radar.
Wait, the entities of the aliens or us?
No, us. Like that's how we've shot. That's how we shot down the Roswell UFO was.
Okay. And so if we take that to a universal scale, they're afraid of us at that point.
If we take that to space,
So Stephen Greer is siding with them. So if we're like fighting the Russians, he's like a Russian. He's like a traitor.
But he has Russians on his side. Like when they first interviewed this guy, they interviewed Ratcliffe about all this stuff, not on Fox, but on this YouTube page. And then as soon as they posted it, the YouTube page disappeared. And then, but this was run by a Russian.
I just meant Cold War scenario. Like he's kind of a traitor, right? Because he's saying like we should bow down to the aliens.
No, he's saying that, listen, these are like peaceful, meditative creatures. Like don't fucking shoot them.
Well, get the fuck out of here. I mean, like, do you like a fly in your kitchen or do you kill the fly? Babe, you're so peaceful. Go back to your fucking peaceful place.
I know.
I'm saying I'm like opposed to this idea. Am I the bad guy? Like, am I ending up on the wrong side of history here where like if aliens come, I'm going to be like, fuck them up. Because what do they need from us? Why are they here? We didn't come to them.
No. That's the whole thing is that they've been here forever. But as soon as we throw weapons into space, we're going to start really fucking with them. Because most of their shit that they're doing is not interacting with us. Sure.
So we're existing on their territory right now.
we're the fly in the kitchen.
Okay.
And right now, we're just on our planet. You know, we're just over there in the corner. As soon as we start.
The second we do EM weapons, then the fly has laser eyes and he's like shooting at you and you're like, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I still wanted to kill the fly already, even before he had weaponized eyes.
But we're the fly.
Well, then we deserve to be killed, I think.
That's the thing, man. I mean, well, no matter what you believe or what you think, the definition and the idea of UFOs is all probably going to change within the next few months, which is crazy.
That's very optimistic. I love that you actually think that will happen. I doubt anything's going to change.
It's weird because if it does, holy fuck, dude, like nobody's ready for it.
It's never safe to assume a video is going to go viral. I've learned that.
Oh, no, not about even about their video that they're trying to get ahead, that the government is going to come out and release some more UFO videos that say like, hey, they're actually real.
And it'll be all over the news. Yeah.
I think that this is like talking to the people who thought that the world was going to end in 2012 because of the Mayan calendar and like that date will pass. And then you'll just like push it down a couple of weeks or months or whatever.
But all of the disclosure, all of the UFO videos that are saying are credible now is the disclosure. It's just like it hasn't changed most people's beliefs. But I'm like, this is them saying like, this is fucking real.
Yeah, it's real. But like, they're not saying it's aliens, right? Like they've never really said what it is.
Well, that's the whole idea is that. Within the next couple of months, it's going to make people think that it's aliens and not just UFOs. That's the whole and that we should be afraid of it. That's the whole narrative. It's like, fuck, man. Well, we got Space Force. Fucking throw let them take weapons into space.
OK, well, here's Stephen Greer's problem. We can't stop the government. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want. So we're still going to build all that shit. Even if we're like, hey, don't do that. They're going to be like, eh, fuck you.
I know.
The cops will just come and kill you. It doesn't matter.
And we're not going to get more people to meditate.
Yeah.
Is that how we stop them by meditating?
Well, he says that like, we don't need to let the government be our relationship with aliens, we can meditate and communicate with them ourselves. And so he has all these retreats that, I mean, they're rare, but you can show up and do a retreat. You know, the whole thing is like bringing your mind to peace and communicating with them.
Right. Sure. And you can pay him $1,000 to do that.
If you want to go to his place, but you can do it on your own though. Like they have an app. They have an app. I haven't tried it yet. I just downloaded it. It's $10.
It's behind a paywall, right?
It's $10. But I paid $20 for my star chart map. I mean, the sky map. Anyways,
yeah, well, they're all trying to make money.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I'm just saying, like, this guy has an angle. He's realizing that UFOs are becoming more mainstream, right? And he's going like, oh, fuck, how do I make money off this? I'll put a documentary out and I'll tell everyone to share it. And then but it'll all like always come back to my YouTube and it's monetized.
But in 2001, though, he was just trying to get people together to say to Congress that aliens are real and the public should know. You know, that was the message. And then and then 9/11 happened and Congress was like, whatever about the UFO shit, like we're doing this now.
Right.
They have nothing to do with each other, but that's why it all stopped.
Well, yeah, I get it. I don't know. This is why I'm the skeptic on the show, because like I just feel like this guy's just trying to make money so that he can get more creatine so that he can like build his muscles bigger.
Yeah, I totally am with you with the why are you muscular?
Oh man, it's so weird because I'm like,
why are you lifting weights? I don't believe that your intentions with this information are are true.
If you knew the world was ending, why would you keep pumping iron?
This is the equivalent of, old dogs, it's like, well, everything I'm doing is because, well, wait, he's married.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't have a little side piece.
Well, maybe his wife is great and he's like so worried she'll leave him that he's just getting ripped because he spends so much time at work. He's like, I have to at least look good when she comes home. That's the most wholesome option. Let's go with that. Please don't look at me. Look, I have a six pack.
and fucking guns, and I hurt to touch.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the last girlfriend I had left me because I didn't look as good naked as her, in my opinion. Anyway.
Well, I'm so sorry.
No, I was thinking about I was really seriously considering getting in really good shape because to nail down one person, to get her to stay with me. Oh, God, that sounds pathetic. My point is, maybe this guy isn't getting side pieces.
He just has a very discriminating wife.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. I'll leave you alone in an apartment with just plants. What are you guys talking about? Space? Sorry. Yeah. Man, that's all exciting. I'm excited to, I mean, I believe it enough to be really excited about what you've talked about and it for to unfold.
Yeah, listen, this is a good episode because there's like a cliffhanger involved where like we're going to, in the next couple of weeks, like see if this comes to fruition or not. Right?
Plus the guest was pretty funny. you guys, come on.
Willie, any sort of like closing arguments on this thing?
I really think that this guy has got the future of humanity on his side. I mean, that's what he's fighting for. That's how I feel.
Okay.
And I'm like, not to just blindly trust him, but I do not trust any military industrial complex entity. I don't trust any. We've seen secret governments, people and entities operate within our government. Even just look at the Iran-Contra and the CIA, and just anytime you've seen people do things illegally within our own government, and they kind of got the slap on the wrist, and people are in jail for having weed, and you have assassinated people, you've killed people,
and at the very least withheld truths.
And I'm just like,
isn't this the reason to then say let's pull the fucking plug on this thing? Like, let's attack the aliens; they'll kill us off because like we suck.
You saying that makes me go, it's a better reset for humanity than for us to try to figure it out, because we can't even convince people that the world is round. I'm like,
we can't even convince people that wearing a mask helps stop spreading disease, which is like,
and most realistically, we can't convince and never will convince everyone that about climate change.
Right.
Which is the most real shit ever.
Yeah.
And a very valid reason. Like, everyone even knows about ice ages and then you're not sure why everything freezes over, but it's happening again and no one believes it. No one's willing to.
So if they shoot us down, we have actually a better chance to rise up again.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, please mass extinct us. Leave fucking 100 people.
Did you say mask it extinct us? Little callback there. See, that was perfect.
God damn it. I love having comedians on. They're always so sharp.
No, I got lucky with that.
Chris, any kind of final thoughts on this? What do you think about Stephen Greer? And like, do you think this big announcement or this documentary, what do you think?
I'm honestly, I think I'm in the middle again. I'm really excited to see all this stuff surface, and I'm not mad at him anymore. Now that I know he's just trying to keep his wife, I'm not mad that he's there. You know, it's all pretty exciting. Yeah, I just recently started to believe in alien things, especially just reading that information's being withheld. So I'd like to think that I wouldn't even be that surprised, but boy, it would be exciting to find out.
It would sort of be the culmination of this horrible life that we've lived and going like, oh, this is why we live, to see this big event sort of happen, you know?
It's like, why didn't I steal more shit?
Exactly.
I mean, why be morally sound this whole time? Not that, you know, I've done stuff. I stole a cop car once. My point is, you know what? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, I think psychopaths have it. They've got it good. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And we're all like, no, we got to toe the line. But they're living a good life.
Yeah.
Hey, why is that music so loud?
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being here. You're going to stick around and do the bonus?
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't briefed on it, but is it just more of what we're doing?
Willie, goddammit.
What? No, I did. Well, basically, this is our episode, and then
I didn't read it. Maybe
we do like a bonus off-topic episode after, for as long as you want to stick around.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna keep hanging out, talking to Chris about who knows what. Maybe more of this. Maybe some new shit. It'll be interesting and fun. And if you want to listen to it, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and that's where it will be. Any sort of, your album is coming out on 800 Pound Gorilla soon. Any other sort of plugs you want to do?
No, I'm working on a new website that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about the website. I think it'll be a fun to visit website.
It's, what is it?
Just chrisfairbanks.com.
What's your Instagram?
People are going to go there now and see the shitty old one if it's not done in time. I don't know when this comes out, but on that, more importantly, will be my tour schedule, because I'm going to start going places this summer, and we'll see who shows up.
Radical.
Hopefully not just...
Go check the schedule. If you get a chance to see Chris, he's very funny. I highly recommend him. Go check him out.
Thanks.
Yes, for sure. Funny dude. You can't miss if you go and see him. There's only a handful of people who I really vouch for, and Chris is one of them.
Thanks.
Willie, any plugs or anything?
I don't know if I haven't done this, I don't think, in a long time, but like, go to my IMDb, because maybe my star meter will go up.
Oh my god!
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, do that for me too. I'm doing
a personality.
I'm golfing in a golf tournament in Big Sky in July, and I just want to say that I've been golfing so much that I'm doing a tournament, and I plan to beat the other celebrities. And by celebrities, I mean there'll be probably a Canadian punter for their league up there, and some other comedians. But I'm going to win it, and I'm going to train, and I'm a golfer now. If comedy doesn't pan out, I'm going to start golfing.
Okay, you're a little old, but I am behind you 100%.
The thing is, you know, a lot of these golfers, there's no, it's like comedy. You can do it until you're old.
You do the senior tour, sure. I'll join you.
Training for the senior tour. Yeah.
if you ever need a fourth, I'll join you for some. Let me know.
How old was that guy that used to rock the ball? Who's the guy with the long hair that used to hit?
Oh, John Daly?
Yeah, John Daly. How old is John Daly? Was he in his 20s? No, he was in his 30s, right?
Well, at that point, when he was successful, I think he was in his 20s. Probably. He's probably in his 60s.
He always looked old because of his bad haircut. Okay. So. Yeah.
He's a fucking rock star of golf, man. He was young as shit. He's the Andre Agassi.
Dude, he's rocking.
Yeah, he had the headband, right? Didn't he have the headband?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been looking for, I mean, this thing is from the 80s, but I'm looking for.
I was going to say, that's cool. Your hair has never been this long. And it's
No, this is
You
this
have
is
great
like,
hair, but that headband's sweet.
It's a this is the most Andre Agassi thing because I've been trying to just dress like a tennis. If I dress like a
you do look like a tennis player for sure. Yeah.
You look like
a 1987 tennis player.
That's my golf look. That's what I'm going for. I'm not going to wear these dry fit Nike shirts and checkered pants and shit. I'm going to go neon. I should just borrow some more clothes from Willie. Willie probably has a year's worth of my golfing outfits. Just me golfing with an Alf fanny pack, and
that's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, just golf. Look at it. That guy has a solo. There it is. I'm so glad you found it.
It's actually an Alf.
I knew you missed that. I borrowed all these costumes from him. I was going to shoot this '80s commercial for the Ford Taurus, and we never shot it. And I just had all these. And once I looked through it, I'm like, oh. He doesn't know it yet, but Willie really misses this, and this Alpha fanny pack. It's iridescent, beautiful. Even when I dropped off all this stuff, he was wearing like a fanny pack just like it, but it wasn't as cool because Alf wasn't on it. Oh, man, I'm glad you're wearing it, man. Cigarette earring.
God. What about
did you return it? Because if you didn't, he will resent you for the
rest. No. I brought all the bins back finally after a year of holding him hostage.
Great.
So we're all. Then he opened it up. He's like, "Oh wow, it was like Christmas," but it was his stuff. Yeah.
And my letter jacket, which I kind of want to wear because it's funny, but I still know that it's stupid. So I'm like, if I wore my letter jacket to work in my 40s.
Nobody is going to judge a leather jacket. At this point, they're not going to be like, this guy is trying to relive high school, right?
Yeah.
Like,
unless you're on the hood of your car at a high school wearing the jacket. Hey, guys. Guess who used to throw the best spiral at this school?
Blasting like License to Ill.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, thank you once again for being here. We will continue this conversation on the Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.